Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show, freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We're doing pretty good with this, but we need to speed up the process. This is why we ask you at this time to share our work. We need to wake up the people who are just not aware, and we need to motivate them to action. So please do your part and share just not my work, but the work of people that you look at and say, if the average person knew this, we could rise up and stop this. So please do that. We are brought to you by great product, a great product. And what I'm talking about is a product that, with this story, which is about CBDC, and it's a very, very bad story, how you can make yourself immune to what's coming on by creating your own parallel economy. You need to be in precious metals. Number one, you need to get your money out of the bank as much as possible. Back it. Yeah, that's right. Back it with gold and silver. Retirement, they can take Noble Gold, who we're advertising for here, can take your money out of the bank, retirement out of the bank, put it under your control, and back it with gold and silver, particularly gold, which has held its value for 6,000 years. Because I say it every day, the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says the banks can take your money whenever they want. You're an unsecured creditor. And as more and more banks are going on the watch list, 220 last week, it might be time to think about protecting your nest egg and what you've done. Now, the FTC wants me to tell you there's always a risk whenever you involve money, and past performance can't be construed as future expectations. We agree with that. That should have been the Sam Bankman-Fried warning, but we're happy to comply. But there's a reason why I've been an advertiser of Noble Gold for going on 7 years. And I've been a customer for over six. That's right. I'm a customer of Noble Gold. I sleep better at night. Now, we got two ways we can go. I can send you the information digitally. You can go to davehodgesgold.com. That's davehodgesgold.com. No one will bug you. Or if you're saying, I really see some disturbing things, I need to jumpstart this process. So, what you need to do is call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And tell them Dave Hodges told you to call. CBDC. I watched Jerome Powell today. I just couldn't get away from all the videos with all the news that's relevant. Powell lied to the public in a press conference. He was asked a question point blank by, I think, a responsible reporter, and he said, Chairman Powell, we're looking here at the stories about CBDC and all this, and how close are we to implementing it? And he said, "Oh, we haven't made a decision." And he went through like a 7 or 8 minute monologue describing how they hadn't made a decision. And he reminded me of the old saying from Shakespeare, "I think thou doth protest too loudly." In other words, when you go on and on and on in your denial, people should start to suspect that you're lying. And he is lying. And we're going to talk about how he's lying. Now, I want to make sure when we talk about central bank digital currency, we're ultimately talking about Mark of the Beast. The Bible says you will not be able to buy or sell without taking the mark. And it has to do with your money. And it's digital. And we've heard people talk about with the C40 city crowd. Well, when you're in the C40 cities and you can't have meat, you can't have dairy, you can't drive your car, can't travel, okay, can't. Okay, then they also say if you're out of compliance, if you violate your caloric restrictions that are sent to you by text every day, if you violate that, well, then your funds will be seized. Similar to what Trudeau did with the Ottawa truckers and anyone who supported them. And I said that was a beta test for CBDC, and it is. And the people did not react the way they should have. There should have been hell to pay in Canada for doing that. But nonetheless, people are just laying down, taking their beating now. Powell went on to say, we didn't reach a decision whether we should digitize the dollar. And that was the phrase he used, digitize the dollar, CBDC. That's a lie. And their meetings are held in secret, so we have no way to confirm. But let me tell you how I know it's a lie. If you go to JP Morgan, and even more demonstratively, if you go to Citibank. They're tokenizing customers' deposits as we speak. Today, they're tokenizing. That's the first step into CBDC. The other thing that I've talked to people about is this: with CBDC, what's really interesting about CBDC is this, and this is so fascinating. They're implementing it in the Fast and the Swift system. They came out, if you remember last year, they came out and said, you know what? We've got a really nice system called the Fast system. And this Fast system won't make you wait over the weekend to be able to have check clear funds. You'll have the money available to you instantly. That's the selling point. That's the catch where they try to get you hooked. Then the next thing that they do is because they have control over the process, they can say, okay, this is now worth this much and you can cash it right now. That's the first half of CBDC. It's already being implemented both privately, okay, in the JP Morgan and mostly Citibank. And now it's happening through the Fast system where they're slowly implementing it. But what eventually will happen is if you allow them to get a hold of your money and control it. Now, remember, the banks can already steal your money. You're an unsecured creditor. It's a short step to say, we don't like the way you're handling your money. We're going to take it. They already control your money at the banking level. What do they say? Possession is 90% of the law, right? Well, they already have possession of your money and they say they control it. At what point do they flip the switch and say, okay, now if you do things we don't like, we're going to take money away from you? What do you think about that? So, people that say CBDC, Mark of the Beast, it's not going to happen. The government's denying it. The Federal Reserve denies it. And I'm here telling you how they're doing it. You better wake the heck up. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us.